Welcome to Just Bold Enough, where we explore Bold Capital's partners' mission to invest in healthcare and technology companies that disrupt industries and uplift humanity. We'll share expert insights and have engaging discussions on impact, investment philosophy, and our perspective on the very issues shaping our world. Get ready to embrace innovation with purpose. This is Just Bold Enough. Welcome to the first episode of Just Bold Enough. I'm Timo Boutros-Ghali, Managing Partner of Bold Capital Partners, and I am joined by our co-host, Felicia Hsu. Felicia,
hi, Timo.
How are you doing?
Yeah. Great. Ready to kick this off. I feel like this has been in the waiting for too long.
Yeah, it has. So when we were throwing around ideas about what to capture in this podcast, there were probably four themes that we were really interested in. The first is investment thesis. Mm-hmm. Why did we invest? What are the reasons why we invest in a company? The second is to give people a window on technology and the markets, a perspective. What is going on? What are the changes? What's coming down the pike? The third, which is actually fairly important for both of us, is the intersection of social and technology. Mm-hmm. We are living in a period today where technology is truly transforming every element of our lives. And it's transforming it with pretty dramatic implications about how we work, how we live, how we travel. If we're going to live to 120, 130, what does that mean to Social Security? Because longevity, by the way, is an area that we're very interested in. The fourth is what we've put into the bucket of education. There is a lot of learning. We spend a lot of time learning a lot of things, and we want to bring a synthesis of that learning to you in those podcasts. So with that introduction, we're actually going to start with a why did we invest episode. And the company that we're going to take a look at is Proprio from three distinct perspectives. The first, the company. Why did we invest that company? And frankly, there are two or three themes that you will see in any company that we invest in. The first is the people. And it is by far the most important one. What's the team like? What's the vision of the entrepreneur? And you're going to see in this case, that it's a really stellar team coming from many different disciplines. The second is in the bucket of market and pain points. Does this company address a real huge pain point in a huge market? Because if it does, those tend to be some of the most attractive investment opportunities. Underlying all of that are the technological changes which make that happen. And what we're going to talk about here is this concept of convergence. Convergence is different technologies coming from different disciplines converging to create a solution that heretofore has not been seen before. And this we actually feel is one of the ingredients, assuming the first two that I've talked about are satisfied, that can truly disrupt an industry and create outsized returns. So let's talk about Proprio, the company. And very briefly, Proprio has developed a novel surgical navigation device. And Felicia Maybe you can explain what surgical navigation is.
So proprio, I think when you think about the world of surgical navigation, people think of the operating room, right? And it has, I don't know, dozens of machines in there. You think everything is visualized super well. The bad news, having been a med student who is, trying to bend over and look at the small, tiny surgical field, especially when you think about certain surgeries, like in the back, you can't see anything. Like you really cannot see anything. I spent many hours pretending like I saw something when I couldn't see anything at all. And so I think when you think about surgical navigation, the first thing before navigating is visualize. Right? You have to be able to see what it is that you're doing. So it's tracking the instrument to see exactly where the tip of the instrument is. It's tracking the actual parts of the patient, for example, bones, to say, where is the bone now? So when you think about some surgeries, you want to think about alignment, right? You don't want to realize later that your alignment wasn't good because you have to go back in. So it's being able to track the instrument that is holding onto the bone. It's being able to track whether the two ends of the bone are now forming a nice, beautiful 180-degree line versus still slightly crooked. And that can make all the difference for the patient.
But, and this is one of the things that proprio solves, today, the state of the art, right, is you take an MRI or a CAT scan beforehand. Mm-hmm. That becomes your ground truth. And then you are mapping your instruments or what you're seeing to that MRI. But that's a static image, which was taken before the surgery. So how do you actually get an accurate depiction of...
You don't. So basically what happens is as you're in the OR, you're doing the surgery. Let's say I'm doing like a bone realignment, right?
Yeah.
I actually take an X-ray. But it's not as simple as just taking an X-ray. You have to make everyone wear this thick lead. Everyone needs to leave the room because of radiation exposure. Then you need to haul in this huge machine. It takes time to take the image. Then you haul the machine out, at which point the patient could have honestly moved a little bit, which could make all the difference again. You look at the image and then you kind of guesstimate. Okay, I think it looks a little bit more straight now. And then you'll do that process however many times you need to until you get the result that you want. So there's a lot of room for error.
There is a lot of room for error. And in fact, I believe the statistic, particularly for complex surgeries like back surgery, where you're fusing, what are they called?
Your vertebrae.
Vertebrae. Thank you. About 40 to 50% of patients have to come back to have the surgery redone because maybe the screws have been implanted slightly off angle or that alignment that you're talking about isn't exactly what it turned to be out to be.
I mean, even when you think about alignment, we can play a number game to see how many degrees off are you, but to give you a sense of what that really, as we're talking about technology translating to people and impact. For when I was trying to realign my finger, when I broke my finger, having just a couple degrees off made the difference between me being able to close my fist and me looking like I had a clawed, like a chicken finger, because my finger overlapped with the other finger. And that was just like 3 degrees. So that just gives you a sense of how much of a difference it makes.
That's extraordinary. What's interesting is that Proprio was founded by 4 people with very, very different experience and disciplines. Gabe Jones, the CEO, is an entrepreneur who actually started life as an IP attorney and then became a serial entrepreneur. Sam Broud, medical director at Seattle's Children's, and a very experienced surgeon. Then you had Joshua Smith, professor of computer science at University of Washington, UW, and the 4th founder, James Youngquist, a expert in computer vision. And what were these guys trying to initially solve with proprium? They said there must be a better way of doing surgical navigation. What we want to do is capture in real time images of the surgery, then use, in their case, something called light field cameras. There are about 4 or 5 cameras at different angles, which allow you to capture a 3D image of what you are looking at, which in conjunction with ultrasound and infrared, they can actually do exactly, create an image of exactly the problem that you described. When you say you can't see, let me take the extreme example. You're looking down on the spine. You can't see what's underneath the spine, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's in the body.
Right.
However, this captures that image with ultrasound and with infrared, uses very complex algorithms to recreate a 3D image. And now you can manipulate that 3D image in virtual space. You can see a screw coming in, where it's going to land. You can see the alignment. And the key is, and this is something which could not have been done 10 years ago because it requires an immense amount of computational horsepower, they are able to, and the sort of the term is register the image, mm-hmm. they're able to register the image in real time so that you can see exactly what you're operating on and you can abstract the element, whether it's the spine, whether it's the knee, whether whatever it is that you're doing the operation on, you can abstract it out in 3D and examine it, rotate it, change it, and see exactly mm-hmm. where you're going to be performing your various surgical operations.
You know, Timur, I have to admit that when I went up to Seattle to go visit the team, it was now a few months ago, but I was
right.
even then a little skeptical of, you know, when people say yeah. real time, like how truly real time is it? Is there a lag? Because that can make the difference of knowing where the tip of your, you know, needle, your scalpel is. But it was truly real time. And not only that, but on the screen, it showed the different angles that were relevant for the surgery in real time, which was honestly just really quite remarkable. And I know that's that was the 2023 version.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of curious because, I mean, you're talking about different technologies like computer vision, you know, compression algorithms, light field technology. Back in, what was it?
Medical 2018? Expertise, surgery.
Yeah, exactly. But back in 2018, how did you have the kind of insight that this technology would work? Because it must have sounded more like science fiction back then.
It did. And actually, what's really quite interesting is the company was sent to us, you know, I guess the just bold enough, they figured, okay, if anyone's crazy enough to look at this, bold is the one to do it. It was sent to us by a medtech investor, and it was sent to us by what I'd call a information technology investor. The medtech investor sort of said, looks cool. Adidas just don't have a clue about all this computer vision and all these algorithms and can that work and so on. And then also, it'll take quite a while for it to sort of really be accepted by the medical community. So there was a lot of reluctance there because this was just too transformational. So they kind of said, yeah, we get the benefit. We don't have a clue about the viability of the technology. The tech industry, we understand, yes, you should be able to. The engineering is there. The compute power is there. Broadband is there so that you can create those images. We don't understand the medical industry. Mm. We don't understand the med tech market. And so most of both those investors were reluctant at this stage to make that investment. Why did we take that step forward? I have to go back to the people. That's number one. You had a surgeon as part of the founding team. You had a computer scientist on the vision side validating it. You had a computer scientist professor at UW on head of the one of the computer science departments, the sensor department, validating it and saying, yes, we can create these 3D images. They also had your POC sort of sitting in a room, which was a huge, clunky machine, but which showed sort of that things could work. So the combination of having medical expertise, computer science expertise, and a business leader made that leap much, much easier to make.
Yeah.
And the other sort of very interesting element is, I sort of said, we love businesses at the intersection of software and biology. Use data and biology, you know, as another word, rather than software. And one of the things which was truly attractive about Proprio was, in success, there was a very attractive surgical navigation business. Over and above that, Felicia, they are, as you know, are capturing terabytes of data, of video data, for each of those surgeries. That data is amenable to machine learning and AI. And you open, now you have a proprietary data set, which can allow you to take your business to the next level, which is the data monetization part. And there are lots of avenues.
And I think for Proprio, I mean, having that data layer, I mean, we live in an information era,
right?
Everyone just wants information like no other. It's why we think about big data. It's a new field because we have so much information that we want to figure out what to do with.
Absolutely.
And I think, just to kind of go back to something earlier you said, which struck me, is that I think when people have their buckets, right, that they're willing to take a risk in, but they're unwilling to step outside of that bucket to take a different kind of risk.
Exactly.
Because we were able to merge two different worlds, we discovered almost this entirely new category of insight, of potential revenue, potential impact, potential growth, because we were able to marry those two. So that's just kind of...
No, absolutely. Cool. And that's the underlying theme of convergence.
Yeah.
If you can take the risk of taking your technologies, marrying them to other technologies, and then applying them to a new problem, in success, you truly stand the chance to disrupt industries. And that's what Proprio is doing. So the data layer is really the second part to the business model. And that was the other reason why we were very attracted.
And I think that points to Proprio's, I guess you can almost call it a synergistic business model, just because it has multiple avenues. But I think it also, to make it even more exponential, it makes it so that your impact, their first thing impacts patients, right? Their second thing can impact workflow in a hospital. And of course, they all, everything they do impacts both doctors and patients, of course. But, you know, the target, it kind of widens our impact. And when we think about uplifting humanity, that's a really big part. And the other thing that I think is really cool and nuanced about their data piece is that, you know, as you know, the most important thing with AI is your source of data. So when you're trying to create algorithms, you want as much control of your data as possible to make it as clean as possible. It's why one of the first questions you and I ask every single company, especially these days, you know, when they come in with some new AI thing is, where's your data from? You know, how clean is it? Do you have access to it? Do other people have access to it? And so the fact that Proprio now has access to their own data that they themselves are generating, have complete control over, I think is, will, you know, set them up for success as they move forward too.
The company achieved quite a few milestones in the last 6 months.
It, just a few.
First of all, it's got its FDA approval.
Yeah, no biggie.
No biggie. More importantly, it has now, since the summer, been doing live surgeries. Surgeons have been using the Proprio system to do a number of live surgeries. And I think for both you and I, what is truly exciting is comments from surgeons who come back and say, we had scheduled this to be an 8-hour surgery. We finished 2 hours early because of Proprio.
Yeah.
And we feel that the outcomes are going to be more successful than traditional.
And it's hard to get a surgeon to rave about something.
It is very hard to get a surgeon to rave about something, right?
That's probably biggest indication that this is going very well.
I know. I remember when you sort of saw some of the interviews, how you sort of said, I can't believe it that these guys are actually sort of being so enthusiastic.
Yeah. And they were flying across the country to come visit. I was like, what? How did they get the time off? First question. Second question, they want to come out, which was also pretty spectacular.
So if you were summarizing the key takeaways from Proprio, what would they be for you? And I'll give mine, and then we'll call it a day on this podcast.
Sounds good. Love the test. I mean, I think, you know, one is that Proprio really represents, you know, as we're saying, the convergence of different industries and how that actually in some ways makes something that seems like sci-fi actually a bit more grounded by science, because you can almost de-risk it because it's a technology applied from one industry to another. There are definitely, you know, were challenges, even in the way that Proprio came to us, in terms of like who wants to take a look at it and take that risk. And we had the right mindset for it. And then really importantly, the sort of synergistic business model of Proprio and how having that data layer is what really was the cherry on top for us, because it really opens everything for exponential growth. And really, as I couldn't say it better than what you did, but it's the they, right? It's the team that's propelling it forward. The reason why it looks so perfectly designed for a surgeon is because there was a surgeon on the team. They had the tech in place, and that really we think really strongly about who it is that we're backing.
Well, I actually don't have much to add to that. Please, if you found it fun and interesting, then post it on your social media or other channels. Probably our next episode we'll take a look at another area, another intersection, in this case, drug discovery and generative AI. And we know generative AI is very much on everyone's lips, but it's something that we invested in 8 years ago. Yeah. So with that, thank you for spending the time with us. And we'll see you on our next episode of Just Bold Enough.
Thank you for tuning in to Just Bold Enough, where we aim to change the world by bridging sci-fi with reality. Follow us for more insights, updates, and stories of transformation. Stay bold, stay inspired, and remember, the future is as bold as we dare to dream.